I just believe in the process, and we're going to win going through the process.
Now, Bills Mafia, it's time for the main event. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Bills Mafia, the AFC East runs through Buffalo for the second year running, and you're listening to the Red, White and Buffalo Blues, UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. And we're getting through to the playoffs. Number three seed, thanks to the Bengals losing and the Bills beating the Jets. Made it harder than expected, but win's a win. Buffalo rules the East, 2 years running. Let's get ready to SU for round three of the match against the Patriots to really end the season and push the championship and the Super Bowl. Matt here going solo, Alex celebrating his wife's birthday in London, and let's get on with the review. I mean, by your mind, did anyone really expect the Bills to be only 27-10 winners, with the Jets only having 53 total yards offense? Did anyone expect that? I said, what did I say in the previous show? I said, 31-13 or something like that. So I was close. But seriously, this game really had you in a roller coaster for a game which mattered but didn't matter at the same time. And just proving the fact that rookie quarterbacks are struggling against this McDermott Frazier coach defense, not just this season and not just how the Bills defense are this year, but all the way through. I mean, Zach Wilson completed 7 of 20 passes, 7 of 20, and for 87 yards and a touchdown. The Bills defense had more sacks than Zach Wilson had completed passes. That shows you either how shockingly bad this Jets offense was, or how scarily good this Bills defense is going into the playoffs. They've had 5 sacks last week against the Falcons. 9 sacks today, going into a game where they've been criticized for not getting much pressure and having many sacks. This has really got to boost the confidence and actually show that this dominant defense can really hold up and actually help this team out as we head into the playoffs to face New England. Bills only also allowed 4 first downs, a fewest in game in franchise history and a fewest allowed in the NFL since 2008. They finished top of NFL in scoring with on defense with 17 points per game allowed. Overall defense, 286.5 points per game, or yards per game, and pass defense, 172.9 yards per game. Seriously, there is nothing more we can really say about this defense. You've got this pass rush coming off at a great time, and the fact that Addison was there, get a couple of sacks. Harrison Phillips, Ed Oliver in the middle, Jerry Hughes, even Boogie Basham made plays today. That really, really makes us feel good about the way that this defense is heading when we go into variably probably the hardest potentially 3 games that we could actually have in the whole season. We go to the Patriots, yes, we split 1-1 with them, but we have enough to actually to beat them. We'll most likely face the Chiefs unless somehow the Steelers pull off a miraculous upset. And then potentially the Titans. three teams that we've gone, that we beat the Chiefs this year, lost to the Titans, and won and lost against the Patriots. This defense coming on at the right time is good, and really it is setting us up for something amazing, and hopefully our offense, which I'm going to come on to in a minute, really can help and actually solidify what we are as a team and make us feared by everyone, being the number three seed. But I just want a special shout out. Ed Oliver, in 2021, 29 solo tackles, 4 sacks, 10 tackles for a loss, 14 quarterback hits, all bar the 4 sacks in the season, have all been career highs. He has really just opened up this season. This season, we've had a breakout from him. And with Harrison Phillips ably deputizing for star, are we seeing two guys that are going to be with the team for years to come? I know Harrison Phillips is in his contract year this year, so who knows? They may re-sign him, they may let him walk. But it certainly justifies why the Bills have decided to load up on the defensive line. Keeping these guys fresh, okay, the productivity hasn't been there all season. There have been times where anyone on this defensive line have had bad games, resulting in a few bad games. But the fact that he's able to rotate, and the fact that even though Basham has been inactive for most of the season, him, Russo, Obada when he's come in, Ed Oliver, Harrison Phillips coming back from his injury, really show that they have belief in this line and want to win the game on defense in the trenches to allow our safeties and our cornerbacks time to actually get the coverage and force this offense into mistakes. Hence why we're top in scoring, overall defense, and pass defense. And that is with 6 weeks of no Trey White. McDermott said this, and this could put up a bit of debate, especially with Black Monday now come and gone. And what we're hearing is Leslie Frazier has had a couple of requests for head coaching jobs. That McDermott's come out and actually said and made it clear that this is Leslie Frazier's defense. He goes, Leslie Frazier runs this defense, and I want to give credit where it's due. He said, it's not Sean McDermott's defense. This is Leslie's defense. Now, I think we're all going to be probably sad if Frazier gets a head coaching job. We'll be delighted if he stays. But it just shows how we are now building a culture, building a philosophy, building how we want to be on defense. We just now need to solidify and be more consistent on offense. And I'm going to start with the offensive line first and foremost. I mean, the last two games, last three games, in fact, Allen's not been sacked once. Have we found in Dawkins, Bates, Morse, Williams, Spencer Brown, our best five offensive linemen, especially coming into the season? Or is it the fact that the Jets and the Falcons were two of the teams in the last three games, the Patriots being the other, that there is still a bit of they need to prove more? But going into the game and the way they've actually managed to spring this offense and this run game even is even better and makes you feel more confident going forward, and that they're hitting their stride at the right time in the playoffs. The Bills rushed for over 170 yards on the ground. The fact that we've now, and I'm going to include Devin Singletary now in this, that they've made him the feature back and committed to him as the number one running back, that we're seeing so much production and seeing a boost in the run game that is opening up everything else within this offense. The first 13 games of Devin Singletary this year, 523 yards, 2 touchdowns. The last 4 games, 323 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns. Doesn't take a genius to know that running back by committee probably didn't work this season, probably won't work for the Bills. But keep faith and then you see everything come together. I mean, Josh Allen, he is what he is. He's actually the first player in NFL history with over 4,000 yards passing, 750 yards in a rushing season. It's the second time he's become the only guy in the NFL to get a record for both rushing and passing in the same season. Yes, we have been critical of him on a couple of occasions when he threw the 3 interceptions when he against the Is that gone that far now? I've actually tried to push out my mind against teams and actually throwing incomplete passes, losing the fumble, not sliding when needs be, and all that. But he is developing, and that throw for that Diggs touchdown, oh my God. How the hell the press not big that up a lot more? Oh, wait, I don't know. It's because Patrick Mahomes didn't throw that ball. So, Josh Allen, he threw it, doesn't get the respect. I bet you if Pat Mahomes did it, all the media were over it. And by the time of this recording, I was just watching Good Morning Football. And the hard runs, angry runs, you know, that segment with Carl Brandt. Went to Buffalo this week for both the Josh Allen stiff arm and throw for that touchdown and also Stephon Diggs. Man, this guy, I think both teams, Vikings and Bills, won the trades when Bills got Stephon Diggs. I mean, this guy, he is the ultimate professional. He is the ultimate team player and long may stay, him and Allen stay as a duo, and we could get the next Kelly and Reed of this Buffalo Bills. Go back to Josh Allen. This year, 4,407 pass yards, 763 rush yards, 42 total touchdowns, 36 pass, 6 rush. Yes, a couple of weeks back on preview, me and Alex did talk a little bit about Allen regressing. I don't care about that anymore. He's regressed a tiny bit, but expect it after last season. Will he get MVP votes? He should. He probably won't. That's fine. We just put it as another chip on the shoulder, like this defense, the number one ranked defense with no Pro Bowlers in there. And the fact that you got Jordan Poyer with, 7 sacks, 5+ interceptions, beast in this defense. And yeah, this momentum, the last 3 games, 4 games possibly if you count the second, or 3.5 if you count the second half of the Bucks games, really make you excited going forward for the playoffs. Yes, it's going to be a hard run. Let's pull no punches, pull up no trees. It's going to be a tough run, but coming together at the right time, everything gelling, could see us really be in contention and maybe get that revenge. Probably the only thing there is to worry about is the punter situation. I mean, on a day when there were, okay, there was a lot of wind and all that. Are we worried about punting? We went 2 games without a punt, punted this game, and maybe that was the reason. Maybe he's shaking off the rust, as they say. But probably not. But Matt Hawk, oh, words can't describe that game for him. He had a couple of really good punts on there, and we were lucky, and that's the reason why I think this game was closer than we think. And as I say, my only worry going into the playoff, the fact that he had a couple of dud, muffed, shanked, crap awful, whatever you want to call it, punts, and also an 8-yard punt on a play where he failed to catch the ball, had to scoop it up, get the space, and actually kick it. And it's pretty much like it's kind of like how I would clear a ball as being a goalkeeper, just to smash up the field. He nearly got tackled on that as well. And that 8 yards really, on those three bad punts, really gave Jets excellent field position. Luckily, they didn't really come up with much on this, on those resulting offensive drives. So, is there worry going into the season? They're probably going to keep him because he's the holder for Tyler Bass. So we may be seeing him through the off season. Do we come let Jamie Gillum, who we've got on the practice squad, the Scottish Hammer? Do we bring him up, get him playing with Tyler Bass and actually practicing? Do we look in the off season for another punter? And there's a couple of decent punters, don't get me wrong, there's a couple of decent punters in college football, which for rookies could come in and make a massive difference, maybe. Maybe I'll talk about punters in the draft series. You never know with me and what I like. But it is a worry, but I still think we can overcome this, and I still feel that we will get through to the AFC Championship game and get the revenge on the Titans. I'm putting my hands up now. I'm going to say it. I can shoot me down. You can record this little segment right here. Play it over and over again. Tag me in it. Tweet me in it. Anything if I'm wrong for it. But I can see us getting to the AFC Championship game, and I can see us avenging the 99 playoff game against the Titans, and I can see us in the Super Bowl. Now, call me skeptical. I'm going to get my tin hat ready. I say record this and all that. Tell me I'm wrong. But I feel, and this is the optimism, Alex would probably be, what would he be? He'd probably be saying, no, you're joking. That's not going to happen. You're a bit too overconfident. That's the name of the game. We've got it. We've had it the last four games. Let's carry on going through the playoffs. It's a Saturday night. Unfortunately, it's a 1:15 a.m. Kickoff. So unfortunately, we won't be holding the playoff meeting this week. Hopefully next week we will be able to actually get a game down at Moortown Bell to actually watch us go to the AFC Championship game. So I want to make a shout out to all the Bills fans that have been and gone to the Fitzrover Bell this season. To the Fitzrover Bell, I want to thank them for giving us a space to come together to to watch the Bills games. Hopefully we've got this partnership for much longer, and do encourage you that get down to Fitzrover Bell next season. Get down to Moortown when we have our big playoff catch up. Worth it to meet other Bills fans, both in UK and anyone that's come from abroad to London for a holiday. Come down and actually enjoy meeting new fans. So, going to wrap this up before we get to the preview show later in the week. So, all I want to say is keep following us on Twitter at UK_Bills, at RWBB_podcast, Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook and YouTube. I do apologise that we have still yet to update YouTube or put any of these podcasts back on YouTube. We are just trying to find a new video editor. So if there's any Bills fans out there who's a whiz with Adobe Premiere Pro or any sort of video editing software, hit us up. We'd love to you to join the UK Bills, help us actually increase our fan base and subscription on YouTube, Instagram, UK_Bills. Keep liking, sharing, following, notifications, spread the word to friends. Let's get this fan base up and running. Let's get this fan base to where we should be, the best fan base in the United Kingdom. And for me, Matt, saying see you for the next show. Thank you for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Let's go, Buffalo Bills!
Yeah, no, not us. You don't know anything about heart? You know anything about work? Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.